This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Friday, October 13th. Well, we've got the wheat markets getting a nice reversal up yesterday following corn and soybeans, which were strongly higher after the crop report was released. So let's take a quick look at the numbers. For wheat, USDA lowered harvested area 600,000 acres. They took yield up 2.8 bushels an acre to 48.6. That's the average nationwide. Production was raised 78 million at 1.812 billion. Imports were up 5 at 135. Food use was unchanged at 974 million bushels. Seed use unchanged also at 65 million bushels. Feed and residual was up 30 at 120. Exports were left unchanged at 700 million bushels. Ending stocks were up 55 at 670 million bushels. That's a jump of 9%. And average price was down 20 cents at $7.30 a bushel. For world production numbers, they left Argentina unchanged at 16.5 million tons. That was just a day after the Rosario Grain Exchange lowered production down to 14.3. So it looks like USDA still has some work to do on the downside for Argentina. In Australia, they're starting to ratchet down production estimates, took it down 1.5 million tons. We're at 24.5. Brazil is down 0.5 million tons at 9.8. Russia, they left unchanged at 85 million tons. It's worth noting there, too, that Sovcon has Russian production at 91 million tons. Kazakhstan, they lowered 2 million tons to 13. Ukraine, they left unchanged at 22.5 million tons. For corn and soybeans, for corn, they took yield down 0.8 bushels an acre from last month at 173 even. That was a half a bushel an acre below the average estimate. For soybeans, they took yield down a half a bushel an acre from last month to 49.6, which was still down 0.3 from the average estimate. Corn production at 15.064 billion bushels. That was 60 million below the estimate and 70 million below last month. Soybean production at 4.1 billion bushels. That was 30 million below the estimate, 40 million below a month ago. Ending stocks for corn were at 2.1 billion bushels. That's 27 million below the estimate and 110 million below a month ago. Soybean ending stocks at 220 million bushels, down 13 million from the estimate and unchanged from a month ago. So while these numbers were slightly bullish to the row crops, boy, they really took it and ran with it. Soybeans, which had been down 19 on the November the previous day, ended up 37. Corn was up around 9. Wheat was up in the teens in a strong bull spread type of action. So for the last couple of days, the bull spreads have been working in wheat, even though the market's been lower. So that was kind of an indicator that the downward momentum was waning. But wheat had no problem keeping up with the rally in corn and soybean. So everything had a big reversal up, an outside day higher for all three of the markets. So an impressive reversal up. And I would once again stick my neck out there and say that wheat probably has found its seasonal low. You know, we tend to be putting in seasonal highs in early October and then work our way lower through the Southern Hemisphere harvest. But there's not going to be that big of a harvest, and there's going to be plenty of demand waiting for that. So I think that, you know, especially corn and soybeans, we're toward the tail end of harvest. We expect harvest to proceed mostly uninhibited. There's going to be some rain delays in the north here for a couple days, but by and large, it's been a pretty problem-free harvest. And I think, you know, as we get toward the tail end of harvest, whenever the farmer runs out of storage, you're going to see more grain come to town. That will probably add some pressure. But again, considering yesterday's reversal up, it would suggest that we have found some lows there too. We want to see some follow through today to confirm these reversals. The night session is higher in wheat. Once again, we've got the bull spreads weak working. We're up around 10 cents in KC and Chicago. Corn's up a couple. Beans are up 6. So there is some follow through to the upside, but most of it is in wheat. So that's the market that I think has quite a bit of potential to the upside. And, you know, the market has struggled to follow its normal seasonal pattern, even with tight ending stocks around the world, even with tight stocks-to-use ratios. It struggled because of better exports coming out of Ukraine, big exports continuing to come out of Russia. But as you get into the Argentine and Australian harvest, you're just not going to have that much wheat available. Not certainly like we had last year out of Australia, where production is going to be down about a third from where we were at last year's record. In other news yesterday, Egypt bought more wheat after buying a private deal earlier in the week. They turned around and put out immediately another tender for an international tender. They bought 470,000 tons, the same amount that they bought earlier in the week. So they bought 300,000 from Russia at 260 FOB. That's the reported price, which is $10 below the Russian stated floor price. So once again, we see Russian wheat selling at below the government, quote unquote, established floor price. They also bought 120,000 from Romania at 261 FOB. They bought 50,000 from Bulgaria at 259 FOB. So, you know, we're still seeing prices be pretty weak, but just starting to creep a little bit higher as far as these Egyptian purchases go. Export sales this morning, wheat 652,000 tons. That's a pretty solid number and above the high end of the range of estimates from 300,000 to 600,000 tons. China bought 220,000 of soft red wheat, an unknown, but 205,000 of mix of soft red, and hard red spring. For corn, export sales also a solid number at 998,000 tons. That was within the range of estimates from 600 to 1.1 million. Mexico bought 538,000, China bought 150,000. Soybean sales of 1.1 million, right at the high end of the range of estimates. China bought 884,000. Mexico bought 173,000. So for the marketing year to date, we've got wheat total sales at 10.1 million tons. That's down 1.1 million from last year, which is a drop of 10%. We're sitting at 53% of USDA's projections, which is 4 points behind the average. Corn export sales at 15.3 million tons. That's up 1.9 million over last year. That's a jump of 14%. But we're only 29% sold of USDA's projections, which is 9 points behind the average. For soybean sales, 19.5 million tons, which is down 8.7 from last year. It's a drop of 31%. We're at 40% of USDA's projections sold, and that's a drop of 11 points behind the average. So we got a ways to go for corn and beans. Been a slow start to those exports, but they have certainly picked up. I think with Brazil busy trying to get their soybean crop planted, the focus has shifted over to the United States. We have plenty available. It's our harvest. We've got a lot coming into the pipeline, so we should see our export sales pick up for both corn and soybeans. And for wheat, I think it's just a matter of time. You know, Brazil's going to take pretty much everything Argentina has, and the only other place to go for hard red winter wheat would be either Ukraine or Russia. Ukraine's sales usually drop pretty significantly over the winter. Russia does have deep water ports that they can continue to move, but they have aggressively moved a big chunk of their crop. We'll see how much more they have to go, but I think the U.S. will be in a better position as we work our way through the winter when stocks are declining and you really are not going to have that surge of supply coming from the Southern Hemisphere. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.